Welcome to Bearded Babble number 11.
Bearded Babble 11 or Volume 2, Episode 1.
Oh, you know what? We might go with that because right now, Neil, we've came to the end of our Podomatic space that we have on that website. We are at the max.
We are at an end.
So we're going to have to create a new page, Bearded Babble 2.0. I think is what we're going to call it. Are you on board with that?
I like that.
And then we're going to revamp this system and go forward with that name.
Yes. Excellent.
And so you can call it Bearded Babble 11, or you can call it Bearded Babble 2.0 Episode 1.
Ooh.
The Phantom Menace.
Oh.
Oh, that took a bad turn.
It went from good to bad.
It went, didn't it? I don't even know which one the Phantom Menace is. As you know, I've not watched any of the Star Wars movies from beginning to end.
You might as well call it Star Wars, the one with Jar Jar.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
So that was the correct episode, wasn't it? The first episode?
Yes, that was.
Holy crap. I'm glad that I got that right.
But that was the fart of the series.
It was. Nobody liked that one, though. Mm-hmm. Why did they not like it?
That was the one with Jar Jar. Nobody likes Jar Jar.
Was it just because of that one character?
Yes.
Like I said, I haven't seen these movies, so.
In the extended pod racing scene or whatever.
There was a pod racing scene?
Yes, with a little kid.
And it was just too long.
And Natalie Portman eventually macks on this little kid.
Really?
Yes.
Natalie Portman is hot, though.
Natalie Portman is hot, but this kid is like 8.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And she's all like hitting on an 8-year-old?
Well, no. He grows up and he becomes like 18 in the next movie.
Oh, she hits on him there.
But you know, at some point, she's been checking out this 16-year-old or something. Like, hey, how you doing?
Oh, so she's like older than him then.
Yeah, she's an adult when he's still 8.
Oh.
Or maybe she's like 18 or 19.
She's a cougar, Neil.
A little bit. And every man in America is okay that Natalie Portman is hitting on younger men.
Shit, I would be.
Yeah.
If I was 8 years old and Natalie Portman hit on me, looking the way she does today, I would have had a little 8-year-old boner, and that's all there is to that.
What you gotta do.
End of that story.
That was weird.
It was weird, but hey, man, you know I'm right.
This is 2.0. We don't care.
This is 2.0. No rules. No holds barred.
There's one rule.
Yeah, put your shirt back on. We need to talk about some things that from our favorite website, Neil. And you know what that favorite website is?
What is that favorite website?
Huffington Post.
It is a good website.
It's got the weird news section, and we love the weird news.
Yes.
The ones that we're going to do this week are going to have to do mainly with... we're going to do some lists, but they're going to be like fast food oriented, some of them.
There's an overriding theme here.
There's an overriding theme of fast foods and products.
Yes.
So like common products, common fast food joints that you'll be visiting. Most people will be visiting.
Maybe you've already visited.
Maybe you've already visited, and this will be like an enlightening experience for you.
Or a horrifying experience.
Or horrifying. Yeah. You know, the first one is a bit horrifying. I'll be honest with you. This is the deal. So I'm going to read the title, and then I want to hear your initial reaction. Subway employee puts his penis on sandwich bread. Another freezes his urine at work.
My immediate reaction is complete and utter horror.
That's terrible.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard.
So apparently,
in my sweet short life,
the couple of these guys working at Subway
getting bored.
Gotten a slow day. Just a slow day meal.
They haven't brought in the volleyball team from the high school today.
No, it wasn't working for them right. And no. they got bored, and somebody thought it was a good idea. Hey, man, get your smartphone out. Look at this Italian urban cheese. I'm going to flop my cock out on it.
There you go. This is what we're going to do today.
And they took pictures of it and posted it to the internet as if they thought, there's no chance here, Neil, that we'll ever get caught doing
this. Nothing bad can come of putting my dick on a piece of bread that I'm going to feed to someone.
Look how well it worked out for this Anthony Weiner guy.
Look at this. He's great.
His life is awesome.
Yeah.
So, and then the other one said, okay, so you put your dick on this bread.
I'll do you one up.
I'm going to piss in this bottle, and I'm going to stick that in the deep freeze.
And I'm going to put it next to the food we're going to eat, probably.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to stick it in there in a water bottle. And it's going to be all yellow in the bottom. We're going to post pictures of that on the internet as well.
Yes.
So that is what happened. I'm going to read the article and see if we can get down to the nitty-gritty of the situation.
Let's get into the
gritty. It says, a Subway sandwich artist, which is what they're called, Neil.
Makes them feel better about themselves.
Admitted today to putting his penis on the store's sandwich bread and posting the photos to Instagram.
I hope we put like a classy, like hipster color scheme on it.
So it was like... Duck face girl, pair of shoes, some girl painted her toenails, unicorn,
a
cock on a sandwich.
There's the cock on a sandwich.
Okay.
Just right in your face, boom.
So this bombshell comes after the HuffPost Weird News received several photos posted by two men in Columbus, Ohio. Which doesn't surprise me. I'm not a fan of the state of Ohio. Who work for the restaurant chain. Their Twitter and Instagram pages are festooned with photos of their exploits. So this means they didn't just take one little picture.
This isn't the first time this has happened.
They've done a photo shoot of deplorable things that they've done in this restaurant.
They probably put their penis on hamburger buns and sandwiches across the entire Metro Columbus area.
I would say that's probably a fair...
The entire Buckeye State.
Yes. The whole Buckeye State. Oh my God. So one of the men, Cameron Boggs is his name.
Sounds like somebody would do that.
Admitted on Instagram that today at work I froze my pee in a water bottle. Boggs posted later and later deleted the most incriminating photo, which depicts a man rubbing his genitals on a foot-long piece of Italian urban cheese bread.
Oh, me.
It was posted on Instagram under the name Weed Priest. With a caption that reads, "My name is Ian Jett, and I will be your sandwich artist today."
That is...
So he's making a joke out of it.
You sound like fine, upstanding young men.
They do. They sound like wonderful members of our society.
Yes.
And it says, "I would never do that at work. It was at home," someone said, when they actually asked him and questioned him about it.
Which obviously it wasn't.
Yeah, of course not.
That's why did you bring these unbaked
bread? This isn't something I'd ever do at Subway. It was totally a joke. And, clearly, when you look at the photo, you can see that the bread is unbaked.
It's unbaked. It's in one of the big, like, red rubber baking things that they
yes,
have. Which everyone's seen there when you go in.
Which is not something that a worker would take home with them.
No, you're not going to take all this bread home.
Also, you can see the countertop. And you can tell that it's not something that's a home countertop.
Also, I have a Subway countertop in my house.
Yeah, and, I just love my job so much.
I'm so committed to this job.
I really wanted to just fuck the piece of bread.
I was a high priest of weed, and now I moved on to sandwich artist.
I moved on to the sandwich artist. Weed priest. Oh, my God. What a name. So, pretty deplorable. The anonymous tipster who sent in the photos was horrified by the pair's handiwork. I saw the frozen piss picture and thought, what is this guy doing?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. Then came the penis picture. They're stupid enough for doing this in the first place, but then to post it to the world, it was a dumb move.
That's an understatement. I feel like that's an understatement.
That is definitely an understatement. Yeah, I didn't send these to be vindictive, he added, but... something needs to be done. It's disgusting. So this is what the guy said that sent in the pictures he found on the internet.
And you know the guy that sent these in has probably eaten at the sub shop, and that's why he is so infuriated.
Probably knows these kids to be able to be on their Instagram page.
Well, that's true.
I mean,
that's
he
true.
Would have to kind of be one of their friends on there, wouldn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, or just a peripheral friend or something.
Or something like that. Yeah. I mean, yeah, but at least an acquaintance, I would say.
He has met them in person.
Or knows one somebody that they know.
While they've made him a foot-long salami.
Oh my God, it's terrible.
It is.
So, there's some other, you know, famous fast food debacles like this, Neil. One of them involving a Taco Bell employee that was fired after posting a picture of himself licking a stack of taco shells at work online. Taco Bell apologized and noted that the employee didn't intend to harm anyone by appearing to salivate all over these taco shells.
Like, of all of the potentially harmful things you're going to eat at Taco Bell, that is the least among them, probably.
Some
but
guy
still.
Spit. Yeah. I mean... That's the deal with that. I mean, there's more defiled pictures of food at Subway. Somebody baked a loaf of the Subway bread in the shape of a penis.
Well, now that's just good comedy.
And there's some other pictures. There's the frozen pea picture. There's another one that somebody made the end of the bread. Well, they made another one that was a penis one.
Another penis bread.
And one that looks like it's got like a vagina on the end of it.
Well, that's kind of weird.
It is kind of strange. But anyways, that's the deal with the Subway debacle.
Take it for what it's worth.
Take it for what it's worth. Do what you got to do with it. I'm personally, you know, kind of leery about it.
I am now really looking into locations of Quiznos. You know,
yeah. Jersey Mike's is looking pretty good
shops,
these days.
Yes.
Might not
hacking my lunch from home.
I wonder, I don't know, if Jared knows about this.
It's probably Jared taking the pictures.
Oh my God, that's what it is. He came to visit.
He's vindictive that Subway money has run out now.
Yeah, he's not in these commercials anymore, and he's like, you know what? F this joint.
I'll show you to hire Ryan Howard and some other baseball player.
I'll show you what's up.
Here's a penis
Ryan
on some
Lochte on all these people from the Olympics that people cared about 6 months ago, but now they don't.
Yeah, I lost 400 pounds 10 years ago. Look at this dick on this bread.
That's perfect. In other news that has to do with things that may have to do with fast food, we have... okay, so this has to do with China.
Okay.
Chinese fast food.
Nothing
the
ice. Bad there.
Their ice in the Chinese fast food, like joints,
yeah,
is reportedly dirtier than the toilet water in those joints.
That doesn't come as any surprise anyway.
China Central Television reports that Beijing franchises of McDonald's, KFC, and a Shanghai-based fast food restaurant called Kung Fu was used ice that was found to contain up to 19 times the amount of bacteria that's acceptable for drinking water. So they got by with it because it was ice.
They're probably using that to wash their dishes, too.
It says the amount of bacteria in ice cubes used for carbonated beverages at one KFC location was reportedly found to be 13 times higher than the toilet water in the lab test.
Well, that is just...
13 times, Neil!
That is just awful, because you don't know. This chicken's probably suspect, too, if you want to be honest about it.
Well, it may not even be chicken.
In the KFC.
It might be like frying up capuchin monkeys or something.
This white meat that we're eating in the KFC is suspect. And here's this dirty ice water you're going to get.
That's pretty disgusting, too.
It really is. If I ever go to China, remind me, I want warm drinks.
According to the Wall Street Journal, KFC issued a public apology following the CCTV report, which aired Saturday. McDonald's and Kung Fu announced investigations into the matter. Experts told CCTV, which is like China's main TV station.
China Central Television, probably?
I would imagine something similar to that. That the dirty ice machines, poor awareness of food safety, and subpar sterilization routines contributed to the high amounts of bacteria in the ice. So basically, they're just not cleaning their ice machine like they're supposed to.
Their ice machine is like a petri dish.
Full of disgustingness.
Yes.
Which I would imagine, you know, if people tested on a more regular basis some ice machines at local places, I'd say around their home areas, it may not be much different.
Well, there's a big expose on, like, lemons. Like, the people, they have the lemons out in the fast food places to put in your tea or...
Oh, yeah.
Or something, and they're like, covered in germs and bacteria and...
Well, people
nasty.
Stick their hands in there a lot.
That's true. People handle on them, and you probably just come out of the bathroom, didn't wash your hands.
Nobody uses... I mean, if you've noticed it, like, bars. A lot of bars or restaurant/bars that have limes, orange slices, stuff like that. Do you ever see the bartender wash their hands or
I've
put on gloves?
Touching a lot of repulsive things, probably.
Yeah. And they're gonna go take that bus tub and try to put it underneath the bottom with all the disgusting stuff that people have eaten off of it, right?
Yeah.
Then they're going to go directly into that thing, pull out your lime wedge, stick it in the top of your Corona. You're going to sip it down, hoping the alcohol kills it.
And then you're probably, if you're a college-age girl, you're going to take the lime, you're going to stick it in your mouth.
You're going to do that, and you're going to put it, in your teeth, and you're going to make it look like you've got a mouthpiece in.
Yeah, because
you're going to be walking around smiling with lime tooth. And
but it's really just feces.
Really, yeah. That's what's really happening. You've really just contracted E. coli.
Good job.
Have fun vomiting your guts up for the next 3 days.
Good job, Kelsey and Manda. You know it's you guys.
You know it's you guys. You little duck-faced bitches.
Yeah, we know you.
You're the ones.
Good job.
That
took an ugly turn.
It did. We got mean to, like, young girls for a moment didn't we?
We just completely tuned out our audience.
We got really kind of ill with them.
It was real.
I don't know why we did that, but, hey.
Truth
hurts. Be crazy, yo.
You're so ghetto. You're so gangster.
Oh, I am so gangster.
That's true.
I am thug as hell, son.
Thug life.
Thug life. I just want to wrench a shotgun. I just feel like that would be the moment when a shotgun should wrench. Thug life. Isn't that what happened in the trailer?
Maybe we can do that in some kind of post-production. You can find a shotgun somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
Just
like
somewhere,
I don't
because you don't have it.
Yeah.
Just throw them in.
I could do that. I could record the noise.
Speaking of shotguns, as someone who has done literally zero gun shooting in my entire life.
Yeah?
Real gun shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I am the badass with shotguns in video games. So I assume I would be the badass with shotguns in real life.
Maybe.
Probably not.
Hey, man, I would say you've got a shot at it. Horrible. Oh, I'm disappointed in myself for that one. That one hurts way down deep, Neil.
Yeah, it did.
I didn't do that. That's just not up to my standards. We're going to have to file that one. Put that one in file 13. Have you ever heard the garbage referred to as file 13?
No, I've never heard that.
When I was in school, there was a teacher I had that used to call it that.
File 13?
Yeah, just put that in file 13 for me. And I didn't know what she meant when she told me that the first time. And I was looking for a file cabinet somewhere, feeling like an idiot. And she's like, that's the garbage. I'm like, all right.
Then you were full of shame and sadness.
Full of shame and sadness. And I was kind of like, you know, you kind of could have told me that, bitch. No. That's what you meant.
That day in second grade was the first time you got detention.
That was. It was the first time.
I've always heard, like, the round filing cabinet, but I've never heard...
They called it file 13. Well, she did. I don't know if that's a common term.
Apparently, she's the only one.
Maybe she made that up.
She's an inventor. She thought of a new thought.
I don't know. She's an innovator. A pioneer.
A pioneer of garbage lingo.
And that's the field you want to get into.
That really is. That's,
if you're going to be a pioneer, garbage lingo is the way to go.
That's an untapped resource.
It definitely is. Yeah. Naming things arbitrarily is the best. That's where you want to go. I think I could be pretty good at that field.
You can do that, or you can just be like the guy who comes up with stupid nicknames for everyone.
Yeah. Well, when I was a kid, Neil, I used to make up names for things when I didn't know what they were called.
All right.
I don't know if I've ever told you this before, or many people publicly. Mm-hmm. My family knows about it. When I was a little kid, mm-hmm. before somebody would tell me what something was called, and I discovered something new, I'd be like, all right, I got to come up with a name for this. I got to come up with something I'm going to call this.
I don't know what this is.
Like the first time I ever saw, like... we were driving, and I could see, like, different types of houses.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bigger house.
Yeah.
Called it an Ukadaka.
Okay.
An Ukadaka. Don't know why.
Because why the hell not?
Because why not?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was called a mansion or a house. I just called it an Ukadaka.
That's good.
Cookies. Oatmeal raisin especially.
Mm.
Didn't know what they were called. Knew I liked them.
Mm-hmm.
Called them Radon Dans.
That's actually a really appropriate name.
Radon Dans. I think I heard somebody say the raisin part, and I got the Ray... But then I just couldn't come up with the rest.
Off at the end there.
So I just kind of filled in the blanks.
You were how old here? Probably.
Probably 3 or 4.
3 or 4, okay.
3 or 4 years old.
18, 19, what?
Oh, yeah. 22.
Today?
No, that was last week. Okay. No, but I did. I made things up. I was a creative child.
I say that's an empty thought. And that's really how languages are born. Because
somebody had to come up with something.
A series of sounds.
I think about that a lot.
Yeah.
How did some things get their name?
I know.
Who called it that first and why?
Who was the first person to call a wheel a wheel? And why did they call it a wheel?
Yeah.
Or fire.
Why did they call it that?
Because these have to be words that came up
from somewhere.
I think I read that like Eskimos have like 95 different words for snow, but they have no words for sand.
Well, yeah, because they never have encountered sand.
Yeah, there's no word for that. There's no word for it.
Yeah, because it's not something they've encountered before.
I can't imagine having a word that there's no English language word for. Does that blow your mind?
It does blow my mind. Well, there's got to be something.
You can't even think of something because it has words, and you think of the words.
Well, I think of the words, but here's the thing about English, though.
Mm-hmm.
American English and modern English is largely comprised of things that other languages call things, and we adopted them.
Yeah, we're word thieves.
Well, let's think about it, though. I mean, like, you know what something's called.
Mm-hmm.
You know a taco's a taco.
Yeah.
But taco is a term that's created by Spanish. You know, it's a Spanish term.
It's true. Most of our words are stolen from somewhere else.
So the English language, the modern English language anyway, is a blended language of lots of different, nationalities.
And if you think about it, if we can't come up with a word to steal for it, we'll just make something up.
And it's usually nowadays not as interesting. It's like a hyphenated word
of
something that was kind of close to it before.
Yeah.
Like, let's try to come up with something that came out recently that somebody's came up with a name for. Usually it's like something on the internet.
Yeah.
Let's see. Like, what's the newest internet thing you can think of?
Like, hashtags are a big thing.
Hashtag.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just the pound sign.
What the hell is a hashtag?
I never heard anyone say that until like 2 years ago.
Why call it that though? Now that one I don't understand.
I don't get it.
Okay, so I know that they're tagging it.
They're quote unquote tagging with it.
But what's the hash part about? I didn't know that mark was called a hash. Maybe it is.
Is that? I thought it was a pound sign.
I thought it was pound sign, too.
Pound tag?
Pound tag. I guess maybe they thought that'd be a little too dirty. But then hashtag makes it sound like you're smoking reefer.
It does.
So
there's some hashish up in here.
I've got a little hashish up in here. Yeah. But no, that one I don't understand as much.
And I mean, we just made up words for like megabytes, gigabytes.
Well, those kind of come... Those make a little sense.
A bit further back.
Those go to the metric system.
Yeah.
But...
we just kind of put them with some other word to make
them bites. Yeah, a bite. Well, they called it a bite. And why call it a bite?
Why not?
Exactly.
And a bit. A bit and a bite.
A bit and a bite.
Put bits and bites.
Yeah, bits go in bytes, and bytes go in kilobytes, and kilobytes go into megabytes, and megabytes go into gigabytes, and gigabytes go into terabytes.
Yes.
And what do terabytes go into?
I don't even know. The internet.
Servers, that's where they go
that's
in. I don't know, man, but everything comes from somewhere.
That's a weird thought.
And that is a weird thought. I mean, in every word that we've spoken through this entire podcast, somebody made it up for the first time, somewhere.
Someone thought of all these original words, and I have developed no original words in my entire lifetime.
Well, I have developed two.
You've developed a few, maybe three or four.
Maybe three or four more, yeah. I don't know, that I can't come up with at this general moment, but those two stick in my mind. But still, it's vastly lower than what I think, you know, should be expected of me with all of the things in the world that I've yet to discover.
You have contributed that something could end up in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary at some point.
Possibly.
You don't know.
Maybe an alternative use.
At least the Urban Dictionary.
I could definitely put it in there.
You could go there.
I could do that, Neil.
That's a thing you could do.
I should do it.
Do it.
I'm gonna. We were going to talk about something.
We were going on fast food of some sort.
But I went off on a tangent.
We went off on a language tangent.
We did, indeed. And I had things to speak of, but we just didn't get there in time. But we're going to. I'm going to take the turn into this now. This is going to be our first episode, I believe ever, without a commercial break. No commercial break, Neil.
That's for reals.
It's getting real up in here.
This is 2.0. This
is hardcore stuff.
We're off the chain here.
Yeah, it's unplugged.
We've released the Kraken.
We have released the Kraken.
Yes.
We want to talk about some products, and this is something I found also on the HuffPost website, which is the 15 weirdest items on Amazon.com.
And with everything they sell on
Amazon.com,
there's got to be some weird stuff to be the 15 weirdest.
It's going to be pretty wickedy wild.
I bet so.
And we're going to go through them right now. Let me just turn the computer so that you can see the selection. And the first thing you're going to be disturbed by, I'll be honest with you. Here it is.
Oh, God.
This is all my
nightmares.
This is an infant circumcision trainer.
Sweet Jesus.
So this is what a person who was either in the medical field or someone who was like a rabbi.
A rabbi would buy one of these.
Would buy one to train themselves to circumcise an infant.
A small fidgety baby with a really tiny little schmeckle.
Yeah, a tiny little schmeckle.
We're going with the rabbi thing here.
Yeah, I would go with that. That is, it's just worried about messing up when performing your first circumcision. Worried about just whacking the little baby's cock off. Fret no more.
Make the son a lady.
This sounds like such a cheesy, worried about messing up when... Worried about messing up when performing your first circumcision? Fret no more. You can purchase your very own infant circumcision practice doll.
On top of the frighteningness of that, you know how creepy it'd be to just have this laying around your house?
It would be extremely creepy.
Just have your cousin come over and,
there's a baby dick right there.
This is a plastic baby penis I'm going to cut off later. You want to watch?
It's one of the creepiest things I've ever seen.
We're going to go Bernie Cut all this.
Bernie Cut. And there's not even like it's not even a full infant. It's just like it cuts off at the stomach and it cuts off at the knee.
It's like,
it's just so creepy. It's just an ass and crotch of a baby.
That's all it is. With little leg stumps.
With a little penis sticking out.
A little penis that won't be very long if you've got a shaky hand.
That's true.
And the best thing is, this is almost $200.
It is. It's $185.95.
Somebody's going to pay $200 for this.
For a baby crutch.
Yeah.
A plastic baby crutch.
On the other hand, though, I'm glad they're going to practice first.
Exactly. Right? That's a good point.
Things could become horrible.
If they're going to be doing that, you know, at least they need to have a little bit of practice ahead of them.
If this is going to be your profession.
I mean, I'm not going to go and ask you your personal opinion, but I mean, I hope that whoever did this to me had practiced.
You could have been the first person they did it to. You don't know.
I could have been. If they did, then thank God they didn't fail.
Could have ended badly for you.
It could have ended very badly for me.
They moving on.
Hopefully they did something similar. Moving on. Number two, unicorn meat. Who doesn't love them? A gorgeous can of unicorn meat.
A heaping pile of warm unicorn
meat. With some toast and gravy.
Just put butter in there.
A couple of eggs fried on the side.
They have some to be dragon eggs, obviously.
Dragon eggs, naturally.
Yeah.
It says looking to spice up your canned meat collection with a little mythical excitement. Then Radiant Farms canned unicorn meat is the thing for you. It's $14. $14 for one can of unicorn meat. But then again, you know, unicorns are rare. So
I think they're killing a legendary endangered species or something.
So, I mean, yeah, exactly. So, you know, you gotta put that into consideration.
The only thing I hope is, like, the fact that it comes in this can, I hope there's, like, a tiny little unicorn horn that you open it with.
That would be beautiful. Because it's a Spam can. It's a can. It's made similar to, like, a treat meat or treat, a Spam can. Yeah. And, it's got a rainbow on it. And
it looks unicorn-y.
It kind of looks like dog food, though, doesn't it?
It's kind of a dark meat.
It's a dark brown.
It's
definitely a red meat.
Maroon, maybe.
And it's kind of chunky.
It does look like canned dog food a little bit.
It kind of makes me want to try it, Neil.
I'm not going to turn it down.
I would try some unicorn meat. What I really wonder, though, naturally, now that we know that, you know, unicorns aren't real. Shh.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I didn't know. Oh. Neil, I'm so sorry.
Oh, man.
I thought you knew.
Well, now I do. Thanks.
Oh, shit. Well,
going on the assumption that
They're not real. Maybe I'm wrong.
You are.
I wonder what it would be, though. What kind of meat it would be that was in there.
Probably just regular horse meat.
Just plain old horse meat.
Nothing special. That's why it looks so much like dog food.
That's why it looks like dog food, because it's just general old horse meat.
It's just the remains of Mr. Ed. That's...
Oh, Wilbur.
That's it.
Number three.
Oh, God.
Fun. It's called a poop stress ball.
And it looks so realistic.
It looks like apparently it's some kind of foam. It says, has stress got you all worked up? Relieve some of it with this life-sized poop stress ball. So, it looks like a wad of crap.
That's a relative term, life-sized.
Yeah. And
whose life?
Yeah. Who's...
Is this your little sister's life? Or is this, like, Louis Anderson's life?
Exactly. Because I don't...
Do you have to charge double for that?
It's hard to tell how big it really is, isn't it? It's pretty good size, I'd say.
It's probably turd size, let's be honest.
And it looks pretty turdy, doesn't it?
It really does.
It really does. It's fake poop that's a stress ball. It's made to squeeze.
Yes.
So I guess people would see you in where we work. Like in an office type environment.
Office building. You're holding this big...
Hold a big wad of crap in your hand, swishing it between your fingers.
That is...
And see somebody come around the corner and see you doing that.
Hopefully a boss type person.
Hopefully, yeah, like a management or leadership type
older
person.
An older woman.
And it would be beautiful. We can imagine the look on their face.
Oh, complete horror and disbelief.
Leave it in your chair when you get up to go back. Just go, I told you guys I had to go.
Stuff, whatever.
Told you I had to go.
I gotta do this.
And you need to go get to like Spencer Gifts and get some of that like air freshener that's supposed to smell like a fart.
I don't have problems with making the room smell like a fart, George.
Okay, well, you could go the natural route, too.
It's cheaper that way.
Well, you know, I thought you may get less fired if you do it with artificially.
Maybe.
Maybe not. I don't think it would make much of a difference. you know, you get the ambiance of the smell in the air. Get the ambiance of the smell in here. Leave that somewhere in your office building with the ambiance of that smell around it.
Maybe just leave it in the hallway somewhere.
Oh, that would be beautiful. You know, one time, a cousin of mine and I got some fake poop like this.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to a Burger King. And we put it right in front of the doorway to the Burger King. And we went back to our car and we just sat there and watched people walk in and out. It was one of the most entertaining experiences of my life.
That's wonderful.
People would jump up and try to get out of the way of it like it was going to bite them or something. This one guy walked up to it and he stopped. And I could see him mouth, "Son of a bitch," really, really loudly. And I couldn't hold back the laughter, man. It was a beautiful thing. "Son of a bitch," he said. Oh, it was gorgeous.
He didn't get a Burger King.
No, he didn't go in. No, he didn't even go in. Went right back to his car, got in, and took off.
And this is relatively affordable. normal.
It is. It's only $2.99, and it does look pretty realistic.
You could buy 8 or 10 of these, really.
You could.
And just have a party.
Just have a football party. Just take a stress ball party.
Go to a college football game, high school football game, just leave it in the area you want to sit, and you can go get hot dogs all night.
Nobody's going to bother that seat.
Nobody's taking your seat.
Of course.
That's a brilliant idea, isn't it?
Man, you've got it up here.
I've found ways to be lazy and get food and not lose things.
You have some serious noggin skills going on there.
It's what I bring to this table.
Moving on to number four. Passion Natural Water Based Lubricant. And it's a 55-gallon drum, which is what I want to let you know. So
the fact that it's lubricant or it's water-based is not in and of itself odd.
Passion lubricant is something you can buy in a little tube.
Yes.
I mean, you can get that at most stores.
In a normal person size.
But this is a 55-gallon drum of lube.
For $1,200.
For $1,263. I didn't even know that they sold lube in this quantity.
Who needs this?
Who does?
Does Ron Jeremy frequent Amazon?
Hooking up with the porn industry is the only thing I can come up with.
This is industrial. This is really industrial size.
I mean, this may be like some folks in the San Francisco area.
Andre the Giant, does he buy these?
Maybe. It's you know, maybe it's used for like artificially inseminating elephants or something.
This would be the most expensive, hilarious gift to give to someone. Like signature required, deliver it to your aunt's house or something.
Do you want to pay $1,200 for a 55-gallon drum of lube?
It's a rather expensive prank. But
it is pretty expensive, but it would be hilarious. It would make for some...
Can you imagine
some
shipping on this?
I bet it's pretty intense.
You got to get insurance.
Probably tells you. 49. You save 49%, Neil. There's only two left in stock.
So normally these things are about $2,400.
Holy crap. Yeah, you probably get free shipping on something that big.
Well, you know what? That's a good deal. But you gotta get insurance. You can't lose this 55-gallon drum
of lube.
Yeah. You gotta insure this.
You gotta insure it. You gotta make sure that package makes it to the end of the station.
Otherwise, that other package can't make it to the station.
That's true. And then you got some UPS guys having a slip and slide, contest.
And what can Brown do for you?
That goes in a totally different direction.
And that's why you need the lube.
Oh, my God.
Oh, perfect. That was intense.
Wow, 55-gallon drum of lube.
55-gallon.
I like that. That's funny.
I know it's on my Christmas list now.
Oh, boy. Number five.
Oh, that's attractive.
Fun Runny Nose Shower Gel Dispenser. So it's a big nose that you stick to the wall, the inside of your shower.
Of course, yeah.
And you push the side of the nose, and it snots out shower gel onto your washcloth.
So that thing says, I want to rub this on my face. Like, it just came out of a giant nose.
That's pretty gross. It's like you're washing yourself in your house's snot.
Yeah. My house's snot is just in my hair now.
It probably smells just still like, you know, Old Spice or something, though.
Who knew Old Spice was in my house's nose?
I had no idea. My house snots Old Spice.
It's an old house.
It's an old house. And a spicy one, too.
I feel like when you push on it, though, it should come out the other side.
You think, yeah, maybe so.
Because depending off the air supply of your house's nose.
Yeah, that's true. It should be able to out the other side. Maybe it does. Well, no, it doesn't. It comes out of the side you press on.
Okay, this is a faultily designed house nose.
It is.
For my shower.
I have to agree.
It's not worth it.
But they've got the hair gel coming out of there as green hair gel. So that's insinuating you.
See, I think, though, if you wanted to get really, really hardcore, really, really heavy metal about this, on the other side you could put some shampoo. But you want your red shampoo.
Bloody nose.
You're going to be a massive nose bleed.
Oh, I get it. That could be kind of clever. They make that Axe body stuff that's red, don't they?
Yeah, it's like an orangey.
Orangey red?
It's got a nice smell to it, though.
It does. I like that stuff.
It showed up a giant nose.
That's kind of... It's a weird idea.
It's a nifty...
gag gift.
Like if you have a $10 gift exchange at work or something.
Yeah.
You'll be the only person who brings a giant rubber nose.
That's true. It's only $8.24. Everybody that's listening, $8.24 for the Fun Runny Nose Shower Gel Dispenser.
Yeah, we do accept gifts. We don't have any aversion to gifts.
That's right. If you want to send it to beardedbabblepodcast@gmail.com.
Just send it in that way.
Somehow get it to our houses that way.
Jam it through the email through the intertubes.
Yeah, we'll get it. Intertubes?
It's the interwebs.
Interwebs.
It's just a series of tubes.
Okay. I'll go with you on that. Number six. Okay, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty. this is called Weenie Cleaner Soap.
Yes.
Weenie Cleaner. A Wiener Cleaner Soap.
Wiener Cleaner.
wiener cleaner soap. And how do I describe to you what this is? It's a soap formed in a ring.
It's like a wide set donut.
It's like a wide set donut that's made for you to slide your
wiener,
into,
and then cleaner.
Yeah. And they spell cleaner with a K, which bothers me.
Yeah, it seems a bit more like nasty.
Yeah, I don't know why. But wiener cleaner soap, it's just a little ring of soap that you that's meant to. But you know the thing that bothers me the most about this, Neil, is. You know, they assume that you are erect in the shower to use this.
That's true.
How could you use this flaccidly?
And one size cannot possibly fit all.
It can't.
Also,
I don't really know the diameter of the soap, so it'd be hard to tell if it would be. It says one size fits most men.
One size fits most men.
Well, I mean, if you've got like a shirt like hanging out down there.
Yeah, if you're Anthony Weiner or Ron Jeremy.
Or somebody like, you know, John Holmes people. Situation going on.
You can't
on.
Buy this.
You can't, because it's not going to do it for you.
This is a wasted purchase.
You're going to have to get like a life preserver size version.
And just grease it up.
Just grease it up with some body gel.
Melt some Dial soap on the stove.
Yeah. There you go. That's the only way you can do that. But it says, need a little aid while cleaning the thunder down under. And get this one size fits most soap, which is exactly what you want. I don't know if it's exactly what I want, Neil.
I do not want any of that, actually.
I'm not so sure.
I will just purchase a bar of soap like most folks do.
You know, get a little on my hands and then, you know, clean what I need to clean.
Yeah, but you can't do it for too long, otherwise it gets weird.
It does. You're in
people
the shower.
People judge you and they're like, why has he been in there for 4 hours? What's he doing in there?
What's he doing in there for 4 hours?
Cut it off.
Yeah, so I say, hot water just ran out 10 minutes ago. I know it did. Okay, number 7. So this is a continuation of our first one, which is just...
Oh, look at that.
It's replaceable little tiny penises to put on the...
More little penises to cut off.
To put on the circumcision thing with the fake foreskins.
It's like a pack of 10.
It's a pack of 10 penises.
For how much?
$52.
This is coming at $5.20 per little penis to cut off.
That's expensive little dicks.
These are expensive little penises.
I believe you could get a vibrator cheaper than that.
Probably could, and just gnaw on it or something.
Hack scissors, yeah. I don't know what you got
to
do.
What do you use to cut off a head of a penis? Scissors?
I think they use something called a moil.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like a baby-sized guillotine. Which does bother me. It's like one of those cigar cutter.
Little cigar, yeah, that's what it looks like.
And it's just... It's gone.
And then it's done.
And it's over.
Oh, man.
And you know, the baby cries and bleeds, and it's all over.
And then there's a life of pain and sadness for that point.
And I've heard people saving the foreskin, too.
They'll creepy save it. Yeah.
And gross. I'm
and,
sorry.
Like, dry it out.
Why would you do that?
That's a traditional Jewish thing.
It's gross, though.
You save it, and you, like, put it in a book.
People save placenta, too.
Yeah.
Some people eat it. Couldn't eat it.
That's not something I'm going
to
do.
I've known other people to bury it in their garden because they believe...
I've heard of that, yeah.
They believe that it will like bring them good...
Good fortune.
Or good crops or something. Yeah, I don't know. But
it's the weirdest tasting corn I've ever grown. Tastes like baby.
Placenta corn. Oh, I love some good old afterbirth green beans.
Slather some placenta on that.
That's poor. You got that big pitcher of placenta in the refrigerator, honey. Nice. Pour some of this over my eggs and taters.
It's not cold yet. It's not cold.
That's not gonna wait. We gotta wait a little while. It's not chilled. Number 8. Okay, it's a 10-pound bag of bones.
Actual human bones.
It says running low on bones. Then this 10-pound bag of assorted bones is exactly what you've been looking for.
It's not what I've been looking for.
I don't know why. But it's an anatomical chart company that puts this out. And it's just a big bag of human remains. Why? I don't know. I don't know if they're actually bones, though. How could they do that?
It implies that it is. If it's from an anatomical chart company, it's like the people who make the skeletons that you see in high school biology
classes. It wouldn't be real bones.
Well, the ones in the classes are. They're real bones. So maybe these are like...
Maybe these people donated their bodies to science.
And these are like defective bones in some way.
Or maybe they just, I don't know.
Like this head, this
skull. They just have too many of them. Yeah. They don't need to make any more of these things because everybody already knows where the bones are.
We have a surplus of skulls we're going to get rid of.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they use the body for something else maybe and they're just trying to get the most out of it.
You know what though? I bet if you bought this, I bet like the skull would be like finding like a Hank Aaron card in a pack of baseball cards.
I bet it would be.
I bet you don't get skulls in this bag.
It looks like there's two of them in this bag.
I know,
bag.
This is probably just for...
This is for show.
Yeah, this is for show. You don't get the skulls.
You probably don't, usually.
You get this weird bone here in your arm that connects to your other bone here.
Would you not feel freaked out if you had a human skull in your house? A real human skull in your home?
Everybody, like... They're like a popular decorating piece type thing, but...
That would freak me the hell out, man.
It really would. Just think that this was a human. There's a brain in here.
There was a living human being in this skull.
There were little electrons firing in this person's brain.
And they lived a life.
They fell in love.
I don't even... You wouldn't have any way of knowing who this person
was.
Maybe
this skull was a murderer. You don't know.
Who knows? What if they haunt you, Neil? Like, you got my skull, mother trucker.
I got your head sitting as an ashtray on my countertop here.
I'm putting out cigarettes and cigar butts in my face hole.
Right. What are you going to do? I would haunt somebody for that.
I would haunt the shit out of somebody for that.
I don't even believe in ghosts, and I'll haunt somebody for that.
I would, man.
I will become a ghost.
I will become one. I will make ghosts happen, even if they're not real.
This is another thing you don't want to have someone deliver to your house.
But imagine the delivery guy who's, like, in the truck. He's on his way to deliver this to somebody. Something happens in the back. You know, he takes a turn a little too sharp. Some boxes fly over. One of them opens up. He goes back there to check it out. Yeah. Human remains all over the place.
He's like, oh God, they've spilled out. And now this gallon drum of lube is leaking.
It's leaking all over the place. There's baby penises stuck to the wall.
How am I going
to
explain this?
What the hell is going on?
I'm so fired when I get home.
Oh my God, I'm going to have to go home and wash myself with some of this cock ring soap.
This is why I don't work for UPS.
Me too. I can't handle that kind of truth.
I can deliver books and shoes all day long, but the first time I get some lubed up bones and baby penises, I'm out.
I'm out. I love that sentence that you just said, Pam.
The first time anyone in English history said that sentence, so I'm now...
I think that deserves a high five. Up top.
Yes, I've now created a new thought.
See, we're breaking ground here.
2.0.
Bearded Babble 2.0.
The shackles are off.
The shackles are off. Moving on to number 9. We still got a bunch of these to go, buddy. Oh, man. You're going to love this
look
one.
Look at that.
Obama toilet paper.
Look at that.
So they have toilet paper, which each sheet has a picture of Obama's face on it. So if you're hardcore...
Way too happy to be there.
He does look way too happy to be there. It makes you feel like Obama's a scat enthusiast, possibly.
Yeah, well,
you never know.
To each their own.
That's right. I'm not judging the man. I'm just saying, you know, what I'm... Just,
some people like fecal plays, whatever.
I'm just, you know, observing what's presented to me and doing what I can with it. But yeah, if you're really not a fan of the man, you might buy this product. Or if you're like a super big fan of him, like way too into him.
You want his face closer to you than it's ever been to any man.
Yeah. Maybe you want to buy this product. But it's only $3.89 for a roll. So
it's not. That's a bit high for toilet paper.
Well, I know, but it's specialty toilet paper.
This is a prank toilet
paper. It's custom toilet paper. You know, I'll pay $3.89 for it.
And even if you personally like the president, everybody's got that uncle who doesn't.
That's true.
And you're going to see him at Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Great gag gift.
And by God, this is going to be his gift.
And he will love it.
He will love you forever.
He'll hug you, buy you guns and fireworks.
He'll hug you, call you communist, and then pat you on the head.
Yep, he'll do it.
It's whatever.
That's fine. Moving on, number 10. This is called a jar of live ladybugs.
Oh, my God.
So you can actually order a jar of live ladybugs. Not too sure what someone would possibly need this for, but if you're an avid entomologist or just a ladybug lover, Amazon has got you covered with this plastic container containing approximately 1,500 live ladybugs.
For only $13.
For only $13. But you know what else, Neil? You can go to my mom's house in Dickinson County, Virginia, and you can take a vacuum cleaner into her lower room and suck up about twice that amount.
I bet
she
lives very near a creek, doesn't she?
She does live very near a creek.
My grandparents' house was full.
The water.
They were full of ladybugs. And it was always a certain time of year. You take down the light fixture, and it would just be like a graveyard for hundreds of little ladybugs in there.
I'm telling you, this is just a pointless sale.
Mm-hmm. I can understand buying a can of worms if you're going to go fishing or night crawlers or whatever.
Ladybugs serve no purpose.
They just...
No purpose. The only thing I know that ladybugs do that's beneficial to anything is they eat aphids.
They do, don't they?
You know what aphids are.
A tricky little aphid is like a...
It's a tiny little plant devouring bug.
Like a parasite of some
sort. It's a teeny tiny little booger. And they eat a lot of like crops that people have.
Yes.
Potatoes and stuff like that.
The ladybugs fulfill their role in the ecosystem.
By eating those little aphids. But the ladybugs smell bad and then they infest everything and they're annoying.
And you step on them, it's disgusting and they're crunchy.
Yeah, they're crunchy and they smell horrible.
So if you, the only person who's going to want to buy this is either a really creepy person who likes those things happening in their house,
mm-hmm.
or someone who's completely overrun with aphids, and how the hell would you know?
Exactly. That's it.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the only thing I can come up with. So that one's kind of a perplexing one to me.
And you know, at least at some point, someone has bought at least one of all of these things we've spoken about.
Oh, probably has, yeah. I mean, multiple occasions, I'm sure.
Someone just heard that they're selling ladybugs on Amazon and was like, let me get that.
Yeah, let me get up on that. All right, this one, the next one here is really, really disturbing. And it says, Dolly, the sexy inflatable sheep doll. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's awful. This is an inflatable sheep sex doll that makes you go, bad.
Nah.
Oh my God, man. This is only $3. Oh, this is an English item.
Yes, this is
it's in almost, pounds.
Almost 4 pounds.
So it's almost 4 pounds for this.
It's really just like $8.
Yeah, it's not that bad. If, for a sheep sex doll. So if you're living in the UK and you have about 4 pounds to spare and you really want to give it to you know your sheep, then don't do that because that's illegal. But have sex with this plastic inflatable
Dolly doll. Sex doll. And I will point out, I think that Dolly was the name of the sheep that they cloned in Scotland.
Oh, good point.
So if you are into famous sheep.
Celebrity sheep doll.
You can't find another famous sheep or a real sheep to have sex with because, again, illegal.
Yeah.
You've got this inflatable famous cloned sheep that you can bone.
Gross. So gross, Neil.
This serves, again, serves a certain...
It serves a depraved purpose.
It is.
But you know what? It's got a target audience. But in a way, though, maybe it's saving some poor sheep in the world.
There is some sheep out there who is...
Should be very thankful.
Mopping the sweat from his brow right now.
Very thankful for the fact that he doesn't have to be molested by his...
By some
herder.
Farmer, yeah.
Exactly. Number 12. I got to get off of that one. A gangster rap coloring book. Kids bored with the conventional coloring books? Then this gangster rap coloring book may be the thing you're looking for. So it looks like it's like a coloring book that has like a...
It's got like a Glock on the front.
It's got a gun, a 9mm pistol on the front of it. And you're supposed to color in the inner workings of the pistol. And the background is kind of like this red background. So I'm not so sure what purpose this would serve other than, you know, just kind of making hoodlums.
No, this will teach them how to be a G.
How to be an OG.
And to recognize the letter G instantly.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like a baby gangster book.
It's a baby gangster book. And it says gangster rap, so I'm not sure if it's literal crime or is there, like, pictures of Ice-T in here?
Maybe so. It's like Ice-T and Ice Cube and Snoop Jay-Z, Dogg and a whole
Snoop all Lion.
Snoop Lion. Oh, forgive me.
Excuse you.
Forgive me. And, you know, so that maybe that's what that is. Maybe Dr. Dre's up in there.
You only have red and blue crayons, though. That's all you need.
Red and blue?
You need the Crips and the whatever.
The Bloods. Crips and the Bloods, yeah. Gangster rap. East Coast, West Coast.
I'm buying it.
You're buying it?
I'm buying it.
Are you going to color it in yourself? Are you going to give it to your daughter?
I'm coloring it myself.
Oh, okay.
Because I need to learn how to be a G.
You need to get a little hard, you know what I'm saying?
I do. I need to become more urban.
You need to do that. Number 13. Okay, this is a deer ass bottle opener. That's pretty much all I'm going to say about that.
No other explanation.
There's
for that.
No way to. I can't bury the lead on that one. I mean, that's just exactly what it is. It mounts to the wall. It's the ass of a deer, and their bottle opener is right where the old poop chute would be.
Right at the sphincter area.
Right up there in the old rectal rusty sheriff's badge area.
I will point out, though, this would be kind of a cool thing if you've got a deer head on one side of the wall. You could go stick this on the other side of the wall.
Oh!
That would be kind of funny.
I didn't think about that. I did a little Keith Morrison there from Dateline.
Keith Morrison's a creepy...
Isn't he a creepy guy?
Oh, my God.
Have you seen the things that Bill Hader does?
No.
Oh, my God. I know a lot of people don't watch Saturday Night Live anymore, but I do, because I still find it hilarious at times. But Bill Hader, on that show, does a Keith Morrison impersonation.
I bet that'd be really good.
You should look it up.
I can envision it in my head right now.
Look it up on YouTube, because he's always like, it's like he's interested in the crimes like in a sexual way.
That's what he sounds like.
He does. He sounds, when he does his voiceovers, he sounds sort of like this. And then he would say something like, that pesky, pesky DNA.
And the only time I ever hear anything that he does is when I've left MSNBC on and I've fallen asleep.
Oh.
And I'm just a little bit awake.
Oh.
and having a horrible nightmare with those sounds.
He makes that noise when people when he's interviewing people.
He does.
Yeah, he'll ask him a question, and he'll be like, "Yeah, and then I took the axe and I stuck it in the guy's ass, and then I did this." And he's sitting over there going, "Ah."
And he's like, kind of, he's like scrunched down in his chair. And he's got his hand up, covering his face.
And then what did you do?
Tell me again, but slower.
But slower.
And then he probably has this in his house.
He probably does. Number 14. It's the accountant's... Oh, no, no, no. Accoutrements. Sigmund Freud action figure. It's a Sigmund Freud action figure.
Now, that's actually kind of cool.
That's like if you're really into psychology.
Psychoanalytic theory.
And if you're into that, and you're just like super duper into some Freud, and you're like, yes... People are not just straight or gay. There is always a lot of in-between.
I'm so excited about this universally disproven psychologist. I'm going to buy an action figure.
That's right.
It's $20 worth of...
It's $20 worth of psychological fun. Psychological fun.
Yes. Sometimes an action figure is just an action figure, to paraphrase him.
That's true.
And someone's going to buy it.
I wonder if he's got a kung fu grip.
For $20, you better.
Number 15. We're almost at the end, Neil. There's two left. This is... Oh, I'm not liking this. Creepy Halloween costume, which it is extremely creepy.
That is creepy.
It is a spandex lycra outfit that is... it's just super creepy. I don't know how to explain it other than it looks like a man as a, dressed as a giant squirrel.
That's pretty creepy.
And,
That is $80.
It's $80.
$80.
It's a big spandex outfit that's like form-fitting to the body. And it's designed in such a way to make it look like a gray squirrel.
That's weird. That's so weird.
And it fits over your face. It's got little ears. And
it's not really scary. It's just kind of disturbing.
It's unnerving.
It really is.
It is unnerving. If somebody walked in and was silent and sat down on your couch wearing that costume and then just looked at you and stared.
Or not even the whole costume. Like the squirrel. I had a squirrel mask at one point.
You did. I saw those pictures and that was a... Friggin' creepy squirrel.
It was
mask.
Very unsettling.
It was.
It was unsettling. I looked in the mirror at myself and I was upset.
Yeah, I can believe it.
It's freaky.
I saw pictures of you like peeking around doorways.
Yes, I think we have a rodent problem.
That's what you posted. Yes. And I was like, somebody get the 12 gauge.
Kill it with fire.
Dude, if I saw that in my house, there would be no house left. I would have burned it to the ground by that point.
Anything better would be if there's an entire squirrel body behind it. To just walk through your kitchen.
Oh my god.
Creepy. Weird. I mean, certain things are creepy, like that. I don't know if you've seen American Horror Story, but the first season, the central bad guy is like.
I heard bad things, good things about
wonderful.
It.
In a bad way. The central bad guy in the first season is wearing like just an all black rubber suit. Like form-fitting.
Oh, really?
Black suit of like rubber.
That's pretty creepy, sir.
It's like giant latex suit as well.
Yo.
Like. And, I mean, obviously, later on, he gets violent. He starts killing people. But he's scariest when he's just walking down the hall in a big black leather suit or black rubber suit or whatever it is.
And you're just like, oh.
What the hell's that guy doing over here?
That's a creepy-looking dude.
He's in the bathroom, and I don't recall him being here.
Yeah, it's like, is it like a gimp suit? Is that something like that?
Kind of. I think that's what it ends up being. But
yeah.
And, like, the wife who's just moved into the house thinks it's her husband dressed up in it, but it's not.
Ooh.
He's downstairs. It's not her husband.
Ooh, so it's just some guy.
It's something else.
That's what I have to say about
that. That's what you would do if you were to see that come through the house.
I would belch and die.
In that order.
Yeah, in that order. You'd be like... death. Instant death.
Yes.
And then he would probably be too busy laughing at me to be able to, you know, finish my murder off.
I think it turns out at some point that Zachary Quinto was in the suit for some amount of time, so...
Oh, really?
Yes.
So we got, like, a creepy spot gimp?
Creepy spot gimp. Also some teenagers in it.
It's highly illogical.
Shit gets serious.
Wow. Okay, so this one's pretty friggin' creepy, and it's $80. If I saw someone wearing that, I would be unnerved.
I would be mortified.
But actually, you know what? I thought there was one more, but apparently that was our last one.
We end on a high note with a creepy rubber squirrel.
Which is very creepy. We're going to move on to a new section that we've developed here that we like a lot, which is the misconnections section of Craigslist.
This is a good one.
And we like these. So I'm going to do maybe two Let's just do two this week.
Let's just hit a couple.
Because, you know, we don't want to overdo it.
We don't want to give them all we got.
Exactly. We're going to pick out two of the best, and we're going to give them to you.
Yes.
So, here it goes. This is our return to the Craigslist ads, Neil. These are the misconnections. I mean, I know I've said that before, but we're going to go back into
it. We've journeyed back to the Craigslist.
I think it's a beautiful thing to try to help people find one another. It's hard enough as it is.
These are all fine American citizens.
Going about their lives and attempting, you know, happiness. We're allowed the pursuit of happiness in America.
Yes, that's what we want.
At least for the time being, we're allowed it anyway.
And this is the avenue they have chosen.
And we want to help them through there.
Yes.
So the first one we're going to do is, all these are definitely from, you know, Tri-Cities area, which is where we're located.
These are all local to our Appalachian area.
Yeah, to our vicinity.
Yes.
So maybe Tennessee, maybe Virginia, we're on the border here, so.
Could go either way.
This one is a woman looking for a man. Okay. It's in that section. And it's called Man in Buffalo Wild Wings That Kept Staring at Me. Woman for male, 21.
Okay, let's go.
You were sitting across from me with your friend. You kept checking me out.
Oh, yeah.
I waved at you when you left, and you looked like you shit yourself. If you're reading this message, describe me and I might talk to you.
Might.
She might talk to you.
If you can clean all the fecal matter out of your pants.
So, I think she means when she says you about shit yourself, that she means that this person was extremely excited to have received acknowledgement of their existence from her.
I would prefer to think, really, he just ate like 35 really hot wings, and he literally was just
about to shit himself,
exploding out of his
mouth. Maybe that's what it was. It was just, that's why he was out the door, and she waved at him, and he's like, yeah, fuck, I gotta
shit. That's great,
gotta go. Gurgle, gurgle, gurgle.
Probably wearing white sweatpants. That sounds like a hot wing explosion.
That's immediately what happened as soon as he got to his car.
Probably wearing white sweatpants, too.
That's great. Yes. So it would be bad, though. I mean, he was clearly checking her out.
I'm sure he was.
I mean, I'm positive he was.
She's a 21-year-old girl.
Yeah, I mean, she's probably fairly attractive. I mean, if she thinks she's being checked out and she's not attractive, then there's maybe something else we need to
see. She's probably not being checked out.
But the problem with this is, Neil, if this man really did have, you know, bowel problems, he's also checking out this attractive girl. He's wearing white sweatpants. Maybe he's got an erection and he has bowel problems simultaneously. That's a bad combination.
He can't even poop with a boner. I don't know what he's going to do.
I don't even know how he's going to make that happen. Unless he has some weird fetish going on that I am nowhere near the caliber of.
Well, she might be interested in it.
Maybe she is. Maybe that's why she was all giggly about him about to shit on himself.
Maybe.
She's like, oh my god, I met my soulmate.
I envision that they were like sitting on like different ends of the bar and they were both completely like drenched in hot wing sauce.
Just all over their face.
All over the face. No paper towels.
Draining down their neck, and she's just like trying to do sexy poses with the hot wings.
Probably
running the chicken, running the chicken wing down her throat and down.
Probably exactly like that.
I'm sure that's what it was. She's picking it up and licking it like from the bottom.
And he's getting into it. He's got his beer up and he starts to chug, and then he gets a really loose fart and he's like, okay, it's time to go.
Oh, he's gotta get out of here. He just pours the beer all over his body and she's just runs through the door.
She's like, wait, I thought this was going good. And he's like, I gotta go.
Exactly. Like that. That's probably an accurate depiction of what happened.
What I hope happened here.
Accurate depiction of what happened.
Yes.
What else I think, you know, is interesting about this though, is at the end she says, if you're reading this, message me and describe me, and I might talk to you.
Well, she's probably a pretty attractive girl, the way that's phrased.
She's got herself a little bit of an attitude.
A bit full of herself.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Just a wee bit.
Yeah, but, you know, hey, maybe she's just a proud queen. I don't know.
Maybe she's not going to be like, if you give me any attention, I will bone you.
Maybe. Maybe she's maybe just she doesn't want to say. Maybe she's got standards.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Maybe she got a personality is.
Just go around boning every, you know, erection having diarrhea problematic.
From the sports bar.
From the sports bar kind of guy.
Yeah. It's okay. It's understandable.
That's all right. I'm going to let her slide. But I'll tell you what, buddy.
Hit the slide too.
If you want some of those hot wings, buddy, you need to get in touch with this girl. Send her a line down here on the Craigslist. It looks like she's got herself an email posted up here. You need to go up there and get in touch with her.
Describe what she looks like, though.
Because if not, she's not going to talk
to
you.
She's probably not
going to. Even if you describe what she looks like, she just might talk to you.
She might delete it.
She may.
But she could also talk to you, and do you want to risk her not talking to you?
I don't think you do.
No.
You're clearly checking her out.
You were checking her out
at the Buffalo Wild Wings. You two lovebirds get together on that.
Head back to B-Dubs together.
We're going
to
do a couple more. I'm going to jam a really quick one right here in the middle that I just found particularly hilarious, but it's very short.
Carry on.
It was particularly funny to me. And actually kind of works for what we're saying here. It's a good transition because the title of this one is, "Were you asking me to a three-way?" So, I mean, he clearly doesn't understand. There's a situation that went down.
There's some mixed signals. Weird. Things got weird.
The entirety of it is, "Were you asking me to a three-way? I don't know if you were or not, but if you were, text me and let me know. I am very down if you are," it says.
I'm not just okay with it. I am
very down.
This is real.
This has happened. I mean, I want it to happen like now.
Apparently it was going to happen, and he didn't understand, hey, everybody's got the clothes off but me.
How can you be in a situation where you don't understand if you're being asked to that or not?
That seems like a pretty...
Neil, if I was in that situation, I think that I would make it a very good point to clarify the situation before I went off into my travels for the rest of my life.
Just to clarify the situation, folks, here there's about to be some group sex happening.
There's actually some a little menage a trois action going on.
You guys have got your clothes off. Both of you have your clothes off, and you're requesting to take my clothes off. Does that
mean that we're going to have a three person sex act?
Are we having waffles or
is somebody going to order a pizza?
Because I don't know. I can't go pick them up.
Are we going to watch old copies of the Super Bowl?
My what license are we doing? Is suspended. I can't do this.
I can't do that. I got to get on the scooter and run down and pick up. I can't. I can only hold a six pack.
I'm on probation right now, guys.
Do I need to go get a pack of condoms? Do I not need to go get a pack of condoms? Do you want me to get flavored condoms? Do I need to get ones that look like a barber's pole?
Because I feel like they could have clarified this to him or her.
I think they should have. This was, I believe, Neil, if I'm correct. I don't know what kind of situations you may have been in the past, in situations that were similar to this whatsoever, but what I'm trying to say is any time that I have been in a situation where I thought sex may happen.
Not even just group sex, just
any type of sexual encounter with another human being whatsoever.
You were going to clarify.
I want to make sure I know exactly what's expected to happen here.
You want to know what is the plan of action here.
I'm trying to get some rules and regulations going.
Some bootay.
That's it.
And you want to know if that is what they're looking for, or if they want you to go get pizza.
That's true. Yeah. You want me to wax that ass? Or are we going to go,
are we going to watch YouTube videos?
That's right. What's going to happen here? What's happening? We've got to get together on this. Now, what I think may have happened here, Neil, is that this man had fallen victim to
flirty girls.
To flirty, teasy little girls.
Yeah.
He may have fallen victim to that.
Maybe they weren't asking him for a three-way.
They were probably just teasing him and being like, oh my God, I have a vagina.
We both do.
Look, it's a side boob. I got a little side boob going on. Here, let me touch you.
And then a hug.
Oh, we're going to have a big hug fest. Let's take kissing face pictures.
Fight.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh my God, well.
This is a threesome.
There's some people rubbing upon me right now.
We got to go home. We got to go to school tomorrow.
And then he's like, oh.
Whack, 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 whack. So it's conceivable there was no three-way discussion.
So I'm not sure how this guy came to the conclusion to where later in his life he sat down and he was like, well, them bitches asking me for a three-way. I think they might have been.
I feel like if they...
I better go on to Craigslist and put an ad just in case.
Because they're going
to
check it out for Craigslist.
They're going to look at it.
Because they're attractive girls, you have to check Craigslist.
So, girls, if you were asking him to a three-way...
Please text him.
Please text him. Look this brother up.
He was obviously interested. He just missed the signal, missed the cue.
It just didn't happen for him at that moment. But
performance issues.
Can't hold that against the guy. Give him a shot.
Yeah, let him have another chance or two.
Give him another round. Or two.
Yeah.
Or three.
Oh, man.
Moving on. The last one we're going to do.
Okay.
This one is uber super duper creepy fest.
And this one is man for woman, right?
This is a man for a woman as well.
Okay.
And it says, staying at the motel you work at. And I'm going to do it in that voice because I feel that the only way to fully appreciate its true creepiness
is to be the guy from
Story. Is to be Bible. That guy.
Yeah.
So here it goes.
Go.
You're blonde and working at a motel I stay at.
I made eye contact with you both times I passed you. The second time I was leaving and you caught me looking back at you. I thought you may have noticed. I would love to have some fun with you in my room. If you're interested, message me what days we locked eyes and what motel.
You're creeped out, aren't you?
I'm freaked out.
I know you are. I am, and I just did that.
That was horrifying.
I just read that, and I am physically, I have chills, goosebumps.
I'm not even a girl who works at a motel, and I'm scared.
I know. You're afraid of being raped right now.
I'm not Gina Felina.
You're going to go away from this home that we're recording this podcast in immediately by a whistle.
I'll lock my door in my car.
That's what you're going to do.
Drive home with the inner light on.
You're going to do that.
This sounds like the guy from Joyride.
It does.
It does.
Ooh, I didn't think of that.
He's just... Should have made the title Candy Cane.
Candy Cane.
Just like that.
Oh my horrifying. God. It's creepy.
And where's this? This is local as
this
well.
This is Johnson City.
Well, okay. There's a lot of freaky stuff happening.
There's some freaky stuff going on in the Johnson City.
In the big city of JC.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, Johnson City.
It's lots of Johnsons.
Lots of Johnsons. And he's apparently, you know, wanting his to get some attention in this hotel room.
In this probably a motel. Let's be
well,
honest.
It says motel. It does say motel. It doesn't say hotel. I apologize.
Hotels go up. Motels go out.
Yeah. Motels go wide.
Yeah. And oh God.
And it freaks me out.
This is probably the girl who just got a job there and has to work like midnight to 6 a.m.
Remember, Neil, lots of fucked up things happen in motel rooms.
That's true.
Remember the movie Vacancy?
Yes.
Ooh, that too.
A frightening movie.
I wonder if that might be the action that's going down here. I'm interested if you are.
I feel like there's some duct tape.
I'm freaked out. I'm worried for this girl. So please, for the love of God, girl, no matter what, if he looked at you and no matter whether you think he's kind of cute in a way at all or not.
He's not.
Leave this dude alone or he will friggin' cut your eyes out and mount them on a little tiny board and put them in his window of his truck.
Go get a job at the Food City or at the Kroger or at Lowe's. Go somewhere else.
Go somewhere else and get a job.
Go somewhere safe and work during the day.
This guy is going to cut your toenails off of your toes.
And eat them.
And then once he defecates them back out, make them into a stew and serve it to small children around the neighborhood.
Yes, and that is... That's not something you want to be a part of.
You don't want to be ended on that. And you'll stay alive and you'll have to watch the children eat the soup. That's the worst part of it.
You'll have no toenails.
He's gonna remove your kidneys and your appendix and sell them on the black market.
Keep you alive in a bathtub full
of ice.
At that motel. That you worked at.
With duct tape over your mouth so you can't scream.
People will be like, whatever happened to her? She's gone now. I don't know.
And you'll be left laying there with one kidney and half of a liver. And you'll wake up one day, and you'll be dead.
And that is not a way you want to wake up.
You don't want to wake up dead, Neil.
No.
It's a bad thing to happen.
So, in short, if you're reading this...
Do not message this man.
Close your computer.
Close it up. Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
Lock the doors.
Because they rape people up in Johnson City.
It's real.
It's getting real up in here. This shit is serious. But I wanted... That's an important PSA to put out there.
Shit is serious.
It's serious. That should be Johnson City's motto. Yeah. Motto. When you drive into Johnson City, there should be a big sign that says, Johnson City, where shit gets serious.
I feel like it should. Where shit gets serious and you shop for Christmas things.
That's right, yeah.
But mostly shit gets serious.
Yes. Yeah.
But that's a serious thing.
Also, there's a steakhouse.
Also, we have steak.
Yeah. And a Best Buy.
Yes.
In a mall. Okay, but enough. This is the end of the podcast.
We have come to the end.
Neil, is there any closing arguments or thoughts you'd like to present?
I'd like to say we've discovered Bearded Babble 2.0, and it is good.
All of its glory. I don't know if all of this will make air, Neil, but some of it will. We're running a little long here, Boss Hog. We're at an hour and 8 minutes, so I may have to chippity-chop some of this stuff out of here.
There will be some funny things that make it.
It may be a pretty long podcast this time.
Because you know what? Why the hell not?
Yeah, because, fuck the police.
Yeah, why not?
On that closing note, I would like to say welcome to the new type of Bearded Babble, and hope you enjoyed the format. We'll be continuing on. Please send us anything that you want to beardedbabblepodcast@gmail.com. Again, that is beardedbabblepodcast@gmail.com, spelled just like it sounds. Send us anything you want to there. We don't mind. Really, we don't. Send it. Please, for the love of God.
Please email us.
And we like to receive anything from anybody that listens. And we really enjoy it. So please send anything to us that you want. Have a great night, and once again, I'm Jordan Anderson.
I'm Neil Osborne.
Have a week. We'll be right back.